Well, hi, everybody, and another great big Western welcome from the Sons of the Pioneers and the rest of the Lucky You Ranch crew to you. Well, sir, the morning chores are done, and everybody's had a chance to get all slicked up for today's little visit, so there's no reason why we don't start off proceedings with a cowboy jubilee.
Come on and pull away your trolley, Captain, to the moon, and sell all your worries for free. Now there's a great day coming, can't you hear them all hum? And it's a cowboy jubilee. If you've got lots of leisure time and nothing else to do, and wanna be happy as we, just grab your hat, get your boots on, pretty soon we'll be long on to that cowboy jubilee. Just hear that cowboy band a-playin'. You know your crew won't mean a thing when you get in the swing. A cowboy's life is for me. Soon all your cares you'll be shedding, and likely you'll be heading to that cowboy jubilee.
Thank you very much. That may not be the biggest jubilee in history, but I think it was the shortest.
I grabbed Georgie. That's the greatest thing since high button shoes.
Yeah, Sugar. I think the folks out along the Lucky You line will really like it.
Yeah, that's the way I got it.
Sugar. George.
What?
What's going on here behind our backs?
Oh, nothing, Kenneth, old Colorado Cuckleburr, except old Georgie has some very interesting, some exciting news.
That's right.
Well, out with it, George.
Yeah, George, don't keep them in suspenders.
That's suspense.
Well, whatever it is, don't keep them in it.
Ken, we got a letter from the Planters folks this morning, and now in time for summer entertaining, Mr. Peanut has an exciting offer to all of our Lucky You listeners.
Yeah, George? George, what is it?
It's a set of gay enameled nut dishes that you can put to dozens of different uses. And listen how easy it is to get these beautiful dishes. You get one large serving dish and four individual nut dishes for just 30 cents in coin and two empty nickel Planters peanut bags. Or 30 cents and any coupon you'll find inside any can of Planters cocktail salted peanuts.
Oh, that sounds great, George.
Yeah, Ken. And Mr. Peanut sent along some of the dishes, and, you know, they're really attractive.
Yeah, what do they look like?
Well, inside they have a very attractive peanut design, and on the outside it's a sort of a floral design that looks like a piece of fine old lace. And the edges are golden color, and they're fluted.
Fluted? What in the cat hair is that? Do you mean, George, you can play a tune with them, too?
No, Shug. Fluted means they have a wavy edge.
Hey, Georgie, old Georgie, I'd like to have a set of those myself. I think I'll call my old friend Guppy.
Well, it's a good idea. You know, Shug, they're practical, too, because they're made of unbreakable enameled metalware. And they're just the right size, not only for serving peanuts and mixed nuts, but for after-dinner mints, cheese tidbits, desserts, appetizers, and the like. They're wonderful for patio use, handy for children's dishes, too. Send for several sets today. For every five-piece nut dish set that you order, mail 30 cents, that's 3 dimes in coin, and 2 empty nickel Planters salted peanut bags, or 30 cents... and any coupon from one can of Planters cocktail salted peanuts to this address. It's Planters Peanuts, Department A, San Francisco 6. That address again is Planters Peanuts, Department A, San Francisco 6, California.
was the famous Farr Brothers, Hugh with his flying fiddle and Carl on the galloping guitar, giving us a Farr Brothers version of the currently popular Anytime. And a great job of it, too, guys.
Sure was, Ken. I've been thinking how well the folks would like to hear them play a number two at the box supper. Huh?
Yeah, Lloyd, and there's no reason why we can't work that evening up into a little square dancing, too.
I'm all for it.
Hi, fellas.
Well, hello,
hi.
Betty.
Hi.
Well, how are you today,
hi.
Betty?
Oh, I'm just fine, Lloyd. Say, it looks like the box supper is going to turn into a big affair next Sunday night.
We were just talking about it, Betty, and wondered why there couldn't be a little square dancing.
Oh, gee, I think that's a wonderful idea. It's going to be in Pappy Tim's and Ma Terry's warehouse, you know, and there'll be plenty of room.
Yeah, that should work out very nice.
Yeah, and you don't have to worry about someone calling the dances. Old Fisher's famous for that.
Oh.
Form a line, end in style, stop, swing there a little while, recess, and do-do-do-do-do-do.
Shug. Shug.
Corner.
Shug.
What?
I'm afraid if you called the dances like that, there'd be so much confusion we'd never get the folks untangled.
Well, whatever you think's right, but I reckon I'd better lead the proceeding, obviously. I better lead the dancing.
Oh, brother. If you do, that'll be the first time they've ever seen a square dance at a square dance.
That's what I say. Kenneth, I'm going to crawl all over you, bud. I'll jump down your shirt collar and throw a couple of spasms.
Hold it, Shug. Now, you know that Ken was only kidding.
Yeah, of course I was, Shug. Now, come on, let's go out on the porch while Lloyd talks to the relatives of servicemen who stopped by the ranch today.
Okay, Kenneth, old.
And while Lloyd is getting set out there on the porch, I'd like to remind you folks again to stop by the Lucky You any time you have an opportunity, because we know how very much your loved one in the service will enjoy hearing your voice. It's all yours, Lloyd.
Thank you very much, Ken. There's a lady here. Your name, please?
Edith Pritchard.
And where are you from, Miss Pritchard?
From Burbank now, formerly of Indianapolis.
Formerly of Indianapolis, mm-hmm. But you live out here now.
That's right.
We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
You have a relative in the service?
My son.
What's his name?
Sergeant Stanton Pritchard.
Sergeant Stanton
Pritchard. K. Pritchard.
Mm-hmm. K. Pritchard.
With the 40th Division in Artillery.
In Artillery?
Mm-hmm.
And where is he now?
In Japan, I hope, and on his way home.
Oh, wonderful. We were certainly glad to hear that he is on his way home.
Well, I hope so. He called me Saturday night, and of course, anything could happen, but we hope not.
Well, we know that nothing is going to happen. He's going to be home with Mom pretty
soon.
Well,
he's been there 14 months.
Well, it's time he got to come home, isn't it?
And he's okay, we hope.
Oh, wonderful. We're always glad to hear that the boys are okay, and I hope he hears his Mom talking.
Well, thank you. He listens to you, and we've listened to you a lot back home.
Well, wonderful. Well, we can tell him if he does listen then, if he happens to hear us today, his Mom looks fine.
Well, thank you. I told him I did. Saturday. Of course, we're all so worked up, we just can't hardly wait. It'll be a month before he gets home.
Well, I know exactly how you feel, but we are certainly all of us going to hope, and we know that he's going to get home and be just fine.
Well, I thank you and for your good wishes, and if they only knew what these boys have gone through over there.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know.
That's true. They certainly don't. And
I just happen to be a lucky mother if he gets home.
Well, that's wonderful. We're glad that you are one of the lucky mothers.
Thank you
for coming to see us. Come back
Thank
again.
Thank you, and I've enjoyed your show, Peter.
Thank you so much. Young lady, hear your name, please.
Mrs. Donald Thorpe.
And where are you from, Miss Thorpe?
Stockton, California.
From Stockton. You visiting down here now?
No, I'm from Santa Barbara. Visiting in Santa Barbara.
Oh, I see. Well, we're glad to have you down to our program. You have a relative in the service?
Yes, I have. My brother.
What's his name?
David Levins.
David Levins. And where is David now?
Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Oh, I see. Well, we hope maybe you'll hear your sis talking down here. Is he getting along all right?
Oh, I think so.
Hear from him pretty regular, do you?
No, I haven't heard from him since Christmas.
He better get busy and get himself a pen and pencil, hadn't he? Some paper. Well, we hope that you will hear from him real soon, and we're glad to have you down at the program. Come back, will you?
Thank you, I will.
Thank you so much. Another lady here. Your name, please.
Lucille Chafee.
Lucille Chafee. Where are you from, Lucille?
Carpinteria.
Carpinteria?
Oh, that's up by Santa Barbara.
Oh, I see. Well, we're glad to have you down here today. You have a relative in the service?
Oh, yes. David's my brother, too.
David is your brother, too. Well, I should have noticed that you girls were sisters here, shouldn't I?
Oh, well, we do look alike.
Yes, you certainly do. And we found out that David is in Cheyenne, Wyoming, right?
Yes, he is.
Well, we're glad to have you down. Hope David hears both of you talking.
Well, we do, too.
Thank you very much. Come back and see us. Thank you so much. Well, folks, I'll tell you what. I'm going to go right through with this one just like we always do, but then I have a little surprise later on. Your name, please?
Thelma Cargo.
And where are you from, Thelma?
I'm from Cushing, Oklahoma.
Cushing, Oklahoma. Good, never mind. And you're visiting out here now?
I'm visiting, uh-huh.
You have a relative in the service?
Yes, I have a nephew, Danny Cargo.
Danny Cargo. And where is Danny?
He's in Germany.
Well, we hope that Danny will hear you talking down there.
I hope so, too.
And you know, folks, I'm just pleased as punch. This young lady happens to be my cousin, whom I've seen about once in the past 25 years. We used to go to school together, and she was the prettiest little gal you ever saw. And still is.
Thank you.
Thelma, it's awfully nice of you to come down. We hope that you'll like it and want to come back and see us some more.
It sure is a pleasure. I'm just happy to be here.
And we'll buy you a hot dog after the show's over.
That's a deal.
Okay, Thelma, thank you very much. I know our time is up, folks. There was a lady come down, but we can't talk to her today. I'm awfully sorry. Can you come back again?
Oh, yes. Come
Thanks to all of you for coming down to see us.
Well, thank you, Lloyd, and thank you, folks, for stopping by. And remember, you're always welcome, and when you hear from your loved one that he's heard your voice from the Lucky You, please let us know. We'd sure appreciate it. Well, teacher, how about a little singing lesson for the guys overseas today?
Why, didn't you know, Ken? Tommy has had a request from overseas.
Yeah? Well, Tommy, you've been holding out on us.
Huh?
Tell the boys all about it, Thomas.
Oh, it's Thomas now. What do you have to say for yourself, Thomas?
Never mind. I'll say it. It seems there are some lonely Marine girls in Japan who found out that Tommy was an ex-Oregon lumberjack, and they wrote that he's the one they'd like to be treed with.
Oh, treed? That's so.
Yes. And they, also requested he sing Rainbow's End for them.
Well, say, how'd you find out all about this, Betty?
Well, the letter fell out of Tommy's pocket when he came by to see me the other evening.
Oh, I see.
And, Lloyd, they also said if he didn't sing for them, when they got back to the States, they were going to scalp him.
Well, Tommy, you might just as well sing, because it looks like you're going to get scalped either way.
I think you're being overly alarmed, Lloyd, but I'll sing for the gals overseas anyway.
I've traveled this whole world over, and now I'm going down to the rainbow's end. From twilight till dawn, trudging on and on, till I come to the rainbow's end. I'm weary and tired, but I don't care. I'm going down to the rainbow's end. No friends, no home, just traveling my way to the rainbow's end. For someone has waited there all alone, and so I know at the rainbow's end how it feels to be pressed to an angel's breast when we meet at the rainbow's end. When we meet at the rainbow's end.
Golly, Dink, what happened?
Well, I walked into his office this morning. The first crack out of the box, he told me to go to work and take my clothes off. It was downright upsetting.
Well, a modest fella like you, of course.
I was standing there as naked as a jaybird.
Oh, I see. And you were scared, huh?
No. Cold. He left the transom open.
Oh, I see. And then what happened?
Well, then he said, "Young man, stick your tongue out."
Oh?
But I didn't do that.
Well, why not, Dink?
I wasn't mad at him, Fred.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he didn't mean it that way, but then what happened?
Well, sir, I said, "Doc, I want to tell you something."
Mm-hmm.
But he wouldn't hearken to what I said.
Well, no, they don't like to have their patients talk while they're making their examination.
Well, that's just the way I had her figured, but I didn't like the way he went about stopping me from talking.
Oh?
Every time I opened my mouth, he stuck a board in it.
Well, he just wanted to see your tonsils, Dave.
Was you there, Fred?
Well, no, Dink. I just happened to know that that's standard procedure.
Quite interesting.
I figured it would be.
Then he said to me, "Say ah." And I said, "What?" And he said, "Say ah, ah, ah." So I started saying ah, and he kept saying ah. And you know something, Fred?
What's that, Dink?
Before we got through, we'd up and sung a duet together.
Oh, my.
Then I tried to tell him something, but he kept right on examining until he was through.
Well, golly, Dink, I sure hope he didn't find anything wrong with you.
Of course not, silly. That's what I was trying to tell him all the time.
What's that, Dink?
That I didn't want no examination, no how.
Well, none of us enjoy those things, Dink, but if you're feeling bad, it's important. And after all, that's why you went to see him.
But I didn't want no examination, Fred. I only stopped by his place to deliver a telegram.
Oh, I see. Well,
I got to get on with my fetching. Keep your seats tight going up the hills, will you?
All right.
So long.
So long, Dick. Well, Betty, I don't think we'll be interrupted again. How about it? Are you going to get your innings in and sing for the guys overseas now?
Well, I have an idea, Lloyd. How about you and Tommy joining me in a song?
Well, I'd love to.
Well, how about the song Carolina in the Morning?
Love it. All right.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. No one could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning. Where the morning glories twine around the door, whispering pretty stories I long to hear once more. Strolling with my girlie where the dew is pearly early in the morning. Butterflies will flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawning.
If I had a Latin slam for only a day, I'd make a wish and here's what I'd say.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. Finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. No one could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning. Well, the morning glories twine around the door, whispering pretty stories I long to hear once more. Strolling with my girlie where the dew is early, early in the morning. Butterflies will flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawning.
If I had a Latin slam for only a day, I'd make a wish and here's what I'd say.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Hey,
thank you very much, Betty. I sure did enjoy that, and I know Tommy did.
Hey, that sure was good, Lloyd.
Well, thank you, Carl. Say, I thought you had to leave and go down to the crossroads.
Well, no, Lloyd. I was going down on an errand for George Putnam, but we figured it out, so I won't have to go now.
Oh, well, good for you. George, is it anything we can help you with?
Well, thanks a lot, Lloyd, but I believe Carl and I have it pretty well straightened out. It's about raindrops.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, I've had so many letters and phone calls about folks wanting to know how much money they can actually save by using raindrops that Carl and I have written a little speech explaining it. He was going on down to the crossroads to try it out with the folks at the crossroads store, you know, to see if it answers all their questions.
Well, sounds like a good idea, George. Do you have your little speech with you?
Oh, sure. Right here.
Then why don't you read it so all the folks out along the Lucky You line can hear it?
Hey, I'd like to do that, Lloyd. This is what I said. Here's news about saving money. You can now save 1 penny out of every 3 you spend for soap and detergent. Yes, you can save 1 out of every 3, 1/3 of your soap and detergent bills with Triple Action Raindrops. You see, when you use raindrops in your washer or dishpan before soap or detergent, you're conditioning that water just as a gardener conditions the soil before planting. And water conditioned with raindrops makes any brand soap or detergent work better, faster, cleaner. You can save 1/3 on soap and detergent bills overall. Even if you have a mechanical water softener, you still need raindrops. Those mechanical softeners remove only certain minerals. Raindrops removes all of them. Leaves wash water raindrops soft, sky blue in color, and listen to this. Raindrops not only conditions water, it softens and blues while washing all in one. You don't buy 3 products, you buy just 1. Triple Action Raindrops, approved by Good Housekeeping. Kind to your hands, gals. To save 1/3 on your soap and detergent bills, buy raindrops today.
Soft o'er the fountain, lingering falls the southern moon. Far o'er the mountain breaks the day too soon. In thy dark eyes' splendor, where the warm light loves to dwell, weary looks yet tender speak their fond farewell.
Nita, Juanita, let me linger by thy side. Nita, Juanita, be my own fair bride.
Thank you very much, folks. You know, it's real fun singing those old songs like Juanita because, young or old, I believe they bring back memories. Of course, if you're old enough, you can remember back to the Civil War days. It was written more than 90 years ago. Well, Hugh, how are you feeling today, boy?
Oh, feel fine, Lloyd.
Did you find a thought for the day?
Well, I found a thought that I like very much. And I hope our listeners out along the Lucky You line will, too. It was sent to us by a friend up in Woodridge, California. Mrs. John Durham, this is what she wrote. There's a simple way to keep up with the Joneses. Just slow down, and soon you'll meet them coming back.
That certainly is a good thought. There's a simple way to keep up with the Joneses. Just slow down, and soon you'll meet them coming back. Thank you, Mrs. Durham, for sending that thought along to us. And while we have a minute, I'd like to remind all you listeners once again, if you have any thoughts or people that you feel deserve a gold deed, you want tickets or just to say hello, why, write us at the Lucky You Ranch in care of the American Broadcasting Company, Hollywood 28, California. Well, you know, Back in the beginning of World War I, a tune came out that just swept the country. It was played and sung at social gatherings, on the gramophones, and in fact, anywhere that folks gathered for an evening of entertainment. And I'll bet even though a lot of you don't remember back that far, nevertheless, I'm sure you'll remember this song because it's remained popular ever since.
When you wore a tulip, a sweet yellow tulip, and I wore a big red rose. When you caressed me, 'twas in heaven, bless me, what a blessing no one knows. You made life cheery when you called me dearie, 'twas down where the bluegrass grows. Your lips were sweeter than julep when you wore a tulip and I wore a big red rose.
I met you in the garden of an old Kentucky town. The sun was shining down, you wore a gingham gown. I kissed you as I placed a yellow tulip in your hair. Upon my coat you pinned a rose so rare. Time has not changed your loveliness, you're just as sweet to me. I love you, yet I can't forget the days that used to be.
You made life cheery when you called me dearie, 'cause down where the bluegrass grows. Your lips were sweeter than julep when you wore a tulip, and I wore a big red rose.
Well, sir, that old afternoon sun is flattening right out against the peak of those western hills again, which means it's time we quit our visiting with you and get on back to ranching. As always, it's been a real pleasure being with you folks once again, and we'll all be looking forward to getting together again tomorrow along about the same time. So until tomorrow, this is George Putnam saying for Betty Taylor, Frankie Messina, and the Sons of the Pioneers, so long for now, and be good to each other. The Lucky You Ranch is heard throughout the world by more than 90 million people through the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service and came to you from the Lucky You. So until tomorrow, be lucky you.